bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5 for service and devotion. You would think that I would deserve a bad promotion. Want to move ahead, won't seem to let me. I swear sometimes that man is out to get me.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. And guess what? This person is so busy, she is actually typing during our theme song. So we want to welcome to the show the very, very busy and very buttoned up Casey Johnson. She is the Prescott Chamber of Commerce Coordinator. And I got to tell you, I love chatting with you because your enthusiasm for the wonderful city of Prescott is so contagious. And I know you get your enthusiasm from all the great businesses that you work with and all the people that are passing through and spending time in Prescott. So first of all, welcome. How have you been?
Thank you. Yeah, it was a busy week last week, like a chamber event a day, basically. And you're right. I think it's, you know, all the activity, the new partnerships, the old partnerships, the new businesses, there's construction, there's new openings, there's, you know, just something going on all the time, which is great. And, you know, and at the same time, sometimes hard to stay on top of all of it. So, you know, it is helpful to be able to, you know, we had our member meeting lunch last week with the city administrator and chief of police that joined us to give us updates, because it's just, sometimes you just have to take a minute and like catch up with everybody and know what the latest is so that we can be good stewards and ambassadors for the city and for our members.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. Sometimes it gets so busy that you don't have time to really breathe and absorb, and then you're just reacting to things and moving instead of, you know, really realizing all the great stuff that's going on and maybe having an opportunity to reflect on, you know, did this work? Did this not work? What are people asking for? So when you had your meeting, who comes together? Who's all involved in that?
You know, lately we've had so many new members join the Prescott Chamber this year, and a lot of smaller businesses that really, I mean, I think it is a good way for them to network, or there's new staff that, or more staff now. So we've had, you know, businesses that have been supportive in the past, but understaffed and, you know, not able to participate in everything or pay attention to the schedules and show up to things. So, you know, we've got a broader scope of our membership that shows up now, which is great. And again, you know, we try to rotate from a lunch to coffee, and taking a page out of the Hastings Chamber book to do a happy hour so that we can get a different group, because sometimes you're getting, you know, you can't get the restaurants that can come to a coffee, that can't make a lunch, but that can, you know, other people that can't make a morning, that can make an after work kind of event. So again, trying to give enough options for networking and connecting and promoting their business that we can right now, which again, the summertime helps to be able to get outside and, you know, do those kind of things, which has been great right now.
Casey, you mentioned the Hastings Chamber and Christy Bars, who is with the Hastings Chamber of Commerce, and you partnered, and I know that it was the Bison and Bike Tour. Do you want to give a synopsis and maybe tell people what the event was?
Yeah, and you know, and again, this is our third year doing this, and I think what we've tried to do is every year, you know, it looks a little different, trying to figure out what does and doesn't work for the community. You know, we've always tried to do it this first weekend of May, so obviously the weather, you know, we're always at the mercy of the weather, but you know, we started a little earlier this year from the Prescott side so that we could incorporate a 10-mile loop out to the Eagles Bluff over there in the dam, or a 20-mile loop that from the Hastings Bridge out to the Bison is 10 miles and then back. And the loop from Prescott to Hastings from our clock tower to the bridge So there were, you know, and actually I was impressed. We had 35 to 40 people total registered for the full event, and we had about 10 of those registered to come from the Hayes, the Prescott side. A few dropped off with weather, but, you know, again, trying to, whether, you know, in the future it looks like having more of a health fair or vendors in the beginning and maybe doing loops. But I think we realized sort of having a one start time and guided tours. Yeah, there was quite a good group that went from, you know, one or two from Prescott to Hastings out to Stars Bluff and to see the bison. And I'm sure most know the two babies that were born in the last week or so and then return. And again, it's just a good way to showcase the, you know, one, being outside, two, how easy, and look, I'm not, I've probably been on my bike once in the last year, and that was this past Saturday. It is a, and we had a kindergartner with us. So if that tells you anything, this is a path for all ages. And again, the electric bikes and the regular pedal bikes, it's a, the Prescott to Hastings portion is a fairly not too strenuous portion of it. You know, getting up that hill across the Hastings Bridge takes a little effort, but it's definitely doable. So yeah, it just is nice to sort of showcase. There's a scavenger hunt that we did as well. So there'll be a gift basket for the winner, and that has Prescott and Hastings gift cards and items in it. So yeah, we just, you know, we're just right here. I mean, you can, to the point, like you can bike back and forth to both cities and no problem on a beautiful day and grab lunch and dinner and not even have to, like, you know, worry about parking, which we all know is something we love to talk about in Prescott. So,
you know, Casey, you mentioned this is the third annual, and oh, I shouldn't say annual. I don't know that it's going to be, but
yeah,
this is,
it is. It is.
Well,
yeah.
I love that because I think, again, this is open all the time, and yet, you know, it's great for you to showcase it because I think people forget about that part of our bike trails. If you live in Prescott, you have great bike trails there. We have great bike trails in Hastings. But in between, you follow the river. I mean, it's gorgeous.
It's beautiful. Yeah, and again, I you know, after living here 8 years and, you know, doing this the last couple, I finally said, I'm going to hop on. Let's see what this is all about. And easy access on and off from both sides and very safe. It was beautiful. I would have to say the Parks Department there in Washington and Dakota County did a great job. I mean, there were some downed trees that you could tell they had made a serious effort and had cleared the pathway, and no flooding at this point. And like I said, the trees were all, you know, chainsawed up and pushed to the sides and cleared. So, you know, they make a very concerted effort to take care of that, it looks like. So I, you know, we had a great time. And did not get caught in the rain in the morning, so it was just a nice overcast, like, cool day to take a bike ride. So,
well, and I think it's also marketed, isn't it, as one of the first bike rides of the season?
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of where we try to, you know, first time that people could really get out and about. And I think, again, with that late snow and then those storms, the paths really weren't, you know, cleared and ready to go. So it is a nice way to sort of kick off all the stuff we have going on this summer. I know everybody's calendars are getting filled. I've seen the stuff that's coming out for the, you know, the summer concerts on your end, and then in Hastings, and then all of our businesses that are opening. And we've got, you know, as soon as the, you know, one of the announcements that we were told by the city, you know, once this water starts to go down, we're getting the fishing dock put in and a new boat launch dock at the, towards the, like, farther down from where the last, you know, where the riverfront was refurbished from last year. So the docks are already built and ready to go. We just are waiting on this water to recede. And so I think that's going to just add some excitement and some stuff for some activities for, you know, kids and families and people to be able to get out and do this summer. So I just, you know, we have a few grand, the Prescott Path is coming, is going to open this with their grand opening, and they've got a new patio they're working on. And so I think if we could just get some more sunshine, you know, it's just, it's going to be a busy summer.
Well, and it already is. I mean, I have been through Prescott, and the downtown is a buzzin'.
Yeah. I think, I mean, live music's been scheduled for everybody. Meat raffles are all on the book. You know, we're the chamber. We're working on our June golf outing. So we've got that information and registration out there to get ready for that in a few weeks, which, you know, feels like it's a ways away, but it's actually not. And, you know, I think the, just even planning for Prescott days. So we've announced our theme, and that we will be able to continue to close the downtown for Saturday for the vendors and, you know, other events and live music and things downtown. So there's a lot of stuff in the works and a lot of stuff that's moving. I mean, the bars and restaurants that are open, all Aim Joy and the art gallery and all that stuff that's downtown is get some foot traffic once people can leave their umbrellas behind and just stroll around for the day.
Tell us about the fact that you can actually stay in Prescott now and enjoy Prescott. You have a wide variety of places to choose from. Do you want to give us the scoop on that?
Yeah, I mean, I actually was just talking with Megan about some other events this summer and her new Prescott luxury transport that she's established so that you can rent the bus that holds 25. There's some wine tours or some outdoor fishing excursions that you can do, or you can rent it for your wedding and events for your friends. So yeah, I mean, that, and so therefore she's bringing in like weddings that have been booked already, group activities and those kind of things. But it's, I think, something that partners that she's worked with before said, well, we would have done this, or I would have had this event happen, but there was nowhere to stay. And so, you know, the number of Airbnbs, the Prescott House, the Port, the Cove, and those things that Megan's furnished and refurbished have really, I think, helped bring in, you know, different groups of people that come to stay for what, you know, family reunions, so, you know, special occasions. But again, it continues to increase that hotel tax, which translates into our tourism grants, which we're actually going to do a little workshop with some of our local organizations to explain to them how they can apply for these tourism grants. And it's basically free money. I mean, tell us that you're putting an event on, that potential weekend project that you need help promoting, and we can do some matching grants. So we've sent a note out to the community just saying on the 17th, we're going to meet at Lucille's after work at 5:30 and sort of explain more in the process. There's a grant application that's on our website right now, and again, all through the hotel tax. And, you know, just for the more people that stay overnight and heads in beds, and more people that come to visit Prescott for the night, the more kind of great fun things we can do for our community. So it's been quite the blessing, you know, just trying to figure out again what those events, and again, redoing Oktoberfest and getting ready for Winterfest in January again next year. So hopefully all that stuff continues.
As you mentioned, it is a blessing because tourism is a huge part of your economy, I know, in Prescott. But to be able to have real dollars to focus towards it must be just a godsend.
It really is. I mean, even today, I'm trying to figure out a few things. But yes, if we want to do a particular event or project, you know, it's a little bit easier to say, yes, we can support that, or yes, we can, you know, we have money to put towards that, and we don't need to burden our, you know, the same big companies in town every time we want to do something. I think in that regard, it's just a little nicer for the chamber and for our membership, for the community and the tourism tax or tourism grants, you know, to be able to not have to go to the same well every time when you need some funding. And a lot of times groups need $500, need $1,000, mm-hmm. and they've got a little bit and they can match that. But it, you know, that doubling their budget would really go a long way to maybe spend a little bit more money promoting outside of town. You know, because like I said, we want to, you know, Prescott's on the map, but we want people to know what else is going on and maybe stay a little longer when they, instead of driving through. So it's definitely been a huge help this last year.
Tell us a little bit more about your golf outing, because that is certainly a big sign of summer fun. And I know that you really encourage anyone that's listening, if they want to participate, it's open to the public, isn't it?
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. And we're, you can bring some friends, you can bring your colleagues, you can come by yourself. So yeah, tickets are, you know, we have it up on our website and Facebook now. And so, you know, individual golfers, you know, get the cart, and for $60, get your cart and the meal and the round of golf. And it's, you know, you definitely do not have to be a pro golfer to participate. We've in the past done, you know, our costume contests, and people, you know, groups come together and dress up as in themes from their office. It's just a fun laid back event. And, you know, we're going to try to do some games on the holes again this year. And, you know, our sponsors are really coming through with some nice swag and things like that. But yeah, I think it is. It's a fun way to kick off the summer for everybody and just spend a couple hours out there on the course together. So we'll be at Clifton Highlands again and we really just appreciate that partnership. So we're excited to get back out there.
And how could people go about participating, please?
Yeah, so there's an event on our Facebook page, but it's also on our chamberofprescott.com under the upcoming events. So you can click on the upcoming events link and find the registration form, or you can just, you can always just email me at chamberofprescott@gmail.com.
What's your favorite part about the summer coming up? What do you look forward to?
Ooh, anything we can do outside.
Yes.
I mean, I do enjoy the patios and everybody's live music, and I think just getting people engaged in those kind of events. You know, there, like I said, there's going to be so much going on. I think staying on top of that and promoting, you know, everything we've got in town. So I do enjoy. We'll do our what used to be the poker stall, but now our chamber night out. So we do sort of like that scavenger hunt like we did last year. We've got a different icon. Last year we did the flamingo. This year it's a bunny, a little bunny. So we'll get that hidden when we do our chamber night out. And, you know, again, just connecting with everybody. I feel like we've all been inside for so long and the winter was so long. So anything we can do outside is my favorite.
I totally agree with you. And have all the patios opened yet or any of them? What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I think as long as the weather's good, you're, you know, Philander's has theirs open and the Seals and Muddy's has their back deck plus their fourth floor deck patio open now. And, you know, like I said, everybody's got music. Scabs has their music lineup and their names getting ready to go. You can sit out back at Roadhouse and, again, Prescott Tap just waiting for, I think, I saw the guys out there working on their new patio. So, you know, everybody's sort of, you know, have lots of options this summer.
And I like how the barges are starting to come through again. It's always fun to see Big River action. Yeah. Oh, you got a great thing going in Prescott, don't you, Casey?
We do. We're really looking forward to the summer, I think.
Yeah, and Prescott is such a hidden gem. So we're happy to hear that you have so many things to look forward to, and we are so happy to be so close so we can go over and enjoy them. And if you're anywhere within our listening area, be sure you go and just spend time in Prescott, because I'm telling you, there's great restaurants, there's great places to snoop around, and that's just the downtown. I mean, you have a wonderful grocery store in Patek's. I mean, you have that whole other area that just did that health fair.
Yeah.
A lot going on.
That's right. No, it's, there's, like I said, I think from the outdoor activities to music to the art galleries to shopping to food, I mean, there truly is, you know, something for everybody, either down by the river or with the bicycles or motorcycles, you know, whatever. There's something for everybody in Prescott.
Well, we appreciate your time today. Casey Johnson, she's the Prescott Chamber of Commerce Coordinator. And again, if you have not been to Prescott lately and spent quality time there, get your happy self to Prescott. And as she said, something for everybody. And you are listening to another edition of Chamber Chat with our friend Casey Johnson on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping, with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5.